your guest host, Monica Mendez, and I'm sitting in for Julie today. She'll be back soon. She's on vacation. And today's guest is Ruka Page. Ruka Page. I like that name. Nice name. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. And we're sitting in with our special guest, Richard Avery.
Thank you. I'm here again.
The man behind the magic here.
Yes. Well, I'm here because I just wanted to jump in and have fun talking, which I like to do, especially with pretty girls.
So, Ruka, you are very new in the industry.
Yes.
Fresh.
I've been with Lighthouse since June, so not very long.
Just to the summer. Yeah.
So, what made you decide to get into this? How drunk were you?
Yeah, right?
Well, you know.
Remember those days?
It was a combination of things for me. Lifestyle and money and sex and...
Rock and roll.
Yeah, I'm going to be a rock star. Yeah.
So what
I'm
going to
do a rock star.
Right. What do you do on film? Do you do boy, girl?
I do boy, girl. I do anal. I do girls. I do...
Wow, you seem like this. It's so amazing to me. These girls are so sweet looking, and you're so very beautiful.
I bet if I turned a camera on right now, all hell would break.
Yeah.
Like, be careful, Monica. She's going to jump across the table and
pull out a camera.
She's just going to jump across the table and grab you. Action.
You are, so how can I ask your age?
Yeah, I'm 21.
Wow.
Legal.
Yeah. I just turned 21 in February.
Wow.
So it's been a wild year so far.
I bet. And where are you from?
I'm from Vegas.
Really? And you've lived there a while?
Yeah, my whole life, actually.
And what's it like growing up there with Sin City basically at your front door? I mean, you must have started like doing some pretty crazy wild things as
you
a kid.
You sin a lot and you sin young.
Really?
Maybe is that when you
So
did.
Let's figure out how young and when you, what was your first sin at what age?
Well, I started like smoking cigarettes when I was in middle school.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, I cut
Try
that
to be
out.
Cool.
Yeah, I cut that out.
I want to look older.
And then, you know, everybody was having sex by high school.
Really? So what age did you lose your
virginity? 15.
And you started gambling young?
Yeah, I started gambling around 17.
So you had your fake ID?
I didn't have a fake ID. I just knew a lot of bartenders.
Oh.
It's about who you know, not what you know.
Yeah. All right. As they say in Hollywood, it's not who you know, it's who you blow.
Oh.
I'm sure it's the same in Vegas, too.
You know?
So.
We have to comment, though, on you are amazing, and she has the most perfect breasts. Like, very nice.
Nice.
D's.
Firm, full.
Very sexy.
Beautiful.
Wow. Yeah.
All right, let's just stare at them.
And
for like
natural.
5 minutes. And natural, yes, exactly.
Which is a nice thing.
Very nice thing. So, go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, what have you done so far since you've only been in the business, let's say, throughout the summer, through June on, so not very long? What have you done? Who have you worked for?
I have worked for some internet stuff.
Yeah.
My first video was with Rodney Moore. That was my first one. And then I've done 3 videos with Seymour Butts so far.
That's gotta be fun.
Yeah. Those ones are a good time.
Was he behind the camera or in front of the camera?
He was behind the camera.
So what was your first scene you got to do here when you signed with Lighthouse to get your first job? You know, were you nervous, scared?
No, I don't know. Because I've done like stuff like this in my personal life, so it's fun.
In front
for
of a
me.
Camera in your personal life?
Well, no. But when you put the camera there, it makes it a little different, but not too different.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody's had sex, so it's not that hard.
How old were you the first time you had sex?
15.
She was 15?
15. Yeah.
No, she didn't say that. It was the last girl who said that.
No, she said that. How old are you?
Oh, you don't want to know.
28?
18. I was almost 8. I was a week away from 18th birthday. I was a late bloomer.
It's sad to think that that's late.
Well, it is. I think I compared
to... Did you ever have friends... I was talking to somebody recently said that they were having sex when they were 13.
Yeah. And I knew girls pregnant in middle school.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just crazy.
I lived in a bad neighborhood when I grew up.
Wow. They didn't do that back in my day.
No.
Man, that's
they were. They just didn't put us.
It's like funny because I just saw a recent episode, a thing on CNN, and God, I shouldn't say this, but like some kid had, he was 17 years old and he had two kids already. And he had his first like at 13. He was a dad at 13. I just want like...
We're the parents, like, you know.
Yeah. What the hell's going on?
Oh, well.
All right, let's get back to porn.
Anyway. Yeah, porn.
So you do... What's your list of to-dos and what don't you do? Is always a big question.
What don't I do? I haven't done any interracial stuff. And I don't do... two guys in my ass,
right.
You know, that sort
double
of thing.
A.
Double A, DPs I don't do.
Yeah.
Down
the line, is that something?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what Andrew like always says to me. He's like, that's really gay. There's something very gay about two penises in one hole, which is kind of, it is a little
creepy. Not going to argue with you there. That's a whole different discussion because I have questions about a lot of that, what people do to certain things. Now, so far, you're new, you're having fun, you're working in the valley.
Oh, yeah.
How's that like?
Porn How's that Valley.
Exactly.
I'm lost, like, constantly because I'm from Vegas. So I always give myself, like, way more time than I need to wander around. But it's fun. You guys got a lot of good stores.
Yeah.
A lot of good shopping.
First of all, just so you know, the valley sucks.
Okay. Wait till like.
Okay, you got to get out
Vegas.
Of the valley.
I know.
Yeah, but the valley sucks. Really, it just sucks. You need to like start staying in Hollywood or go to Santa Monica. Go somewhere where it's nice.
By the beach.
Yeah, just valley just sucks. Valley is the worst. What's I'm thinking about this whole new thing. I mean. Do your parents know? Do your friends know? Have everybody found out yet?
No, my parents do not know yet.
Yeah.
But
are you ready for that conversation?
Not today.
Well, surprise! Yeah. Come on in, Mom and Dad.
Here's your life.
Monica, go get her dad.
He's in shackles. Do you like doing stills or video? What's your favorite?
I really like doing stills.
You do?
I think that's like my favorite so far. Videos are fun too because they always make you do like weird stuff, like crawl on the floor or eat this banana. You know, like just
what
like,
have you? What's the coolest thing you've done? What's the thing you've enjoyed most so far? What scene or what is there one that you just stands out for you? Is like, oh my god, that was just amazing. I wish I could do it again.
There's some people I think that about.
Like who?
You
can drop some names.
Okay, Chris Knight's really attractive and nice penis. Who else? Jeremy Holmes is good looking too.
I don't know any of these people.
I know.
Oh, well. I know Jean Valjean because that's who we work with all the time.
Yeah. Wow. And those are like good scenes and good things that you did and stuff like
that? Yeah, those were fun.
Yeah.
Good looking.
Have you done any girls
attractive
yet?
Young men. Yeah, I've worked with a couple girls. Kayla Sins.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's really good looking.
Right.
And then yesterday I did a scene with Casey Starr. It was me and Casey Starr and another guy.
Ooh.
And she was eating my pussy and it was really good. And
did you come?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, she answered that quick.
It was so exciting is why. And so now she's like one of my new favorite
new
girls.
Friend.
Yeah.
You're like my new best friend. You made me come. Is that how it kind of works?
Yeah, girls say that to other girls, but the guy, they're like, get the fuck out.
The guy, we just get tossed aside. I can't tell how many times you just get tossed aside. The girls are like, you just feel like you're invisible.
Right.
The girls are all like, I love you. I love you. You're like, excuse me, I'm over here.
Have you been on any magazine covers, centerfolds? I mean, you're a beautiful girl. I'm sure we'll see you on Gallery or Hustler, Penthouse.
Not yet.
Is that stuff you want to do?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
You really want this, don't you?
I want it so bad. Oh, yeah.
So, well, we're going to give it to you.
All right. What about bondage? Peeing, defecation?
I haven't done it.
Fecophiliac?
But I'd be willing to do some bondage stuff, dominatrix type things.
You'd be like,
I just bought some handcuffs yesterday, actually.
All right.
I'm working my way up to it.
Arrest me. You're going to be like, frisk me, please. Is that how it works? That I've been bad. What about, like, you know, you're doing the thing with the girls. Do you like, you were saying had sex at 15. Were you into girls at an early age? Did you do sex with the girls? I mean, I know girls actually have had sex with girls before they had sex with guys and things like that.
Yeah, I would say about the same time. I was starting to have sex with women too.
Really?
Yeah.
And how was that first time?
It was all right the first time. Yeah. The second time was way better.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of how sex works.
Yeah.
Too. No, the first time's like awkward. And then
well, I've always tell people that my attitude about sex is, it's like anything. It's like the more you do it, the better you get. And it only gets better with age.
Absolutely.
He's like, she convinced myself of that.
Yeah. I hear women women hit their sexual peak around 32. Oh, so yeah. I'm getting excited. I'm not there yet.
Yeah. Trust me, you'll have a lot to look forward to.
What are you looking at me for? I'm 22.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I don't.
Boyfriend?
Yes, I do have a boyfriend.
Uh-oh. How long have you been with him for?
For 4 years.
Wow.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
That's almost too long for your age.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. We have a kid together and stuff.
Wow.
So, you know, it's serious and all.
And he's okay with the business?
Yeah.
Good.
He doesn't mind.
Just don't tell me about it.
I don't want to watch your videos. I don't want to.
Yeah. Just have fun and come back home.
I want to see your boobs.
Get in line.
Okay, for the guys that are listening or girls.
Monica, okay. This is all you. This is for you. Okay,
her top is like.
I think you should show her yours.
But look how she's wearing her shirt. It's like she's exposing. Like, you have to see. I mean, I can't look at your face and you're beautiful. I'm looking at your boobs. You can't help it. They're all gorgeous. Right.
Wow. You poor little listeners out there, you have no idea.
Wow, they're nice.
Wow.
They're
wow.
like Jelena Jensen boobs. They're beautiful. When people ask your size, you say perfect.
Now show her yours. Now show her yours, Monica.
No. Okay.
Okay.
Jean, go ahead.
Ooh.
You poor listeners out there. I'm one lucky guy right now. I'm having a three-way.
No, those are beautiful. You will do very well in this industry.
Exactly. Use those wisely, young Jedi.
Yeah. Have you worked for a digital playground yet?
No, not yet.
I'm trying to think of people.
Big boob people out there.
Yeah, because they like big boobs.
Yeah,
I know.
A lot of people do.
So does Andrew Blake.
Yeah.
You probably love her.
Yeah,
beautiful
him.
Girl. She's not wearing any makeup. She's got nice skin.
Young, cute, naive, right? We can totally make you believe anything.
Completely naive.
I'll do anything.
Exactly.
We talked her into being in here.
Get the handcuffs.
And we just found her at the Greyhound and bus station.
Right. Dragged you in.
Yeah. So let's talk about, I want to talk about, like, you know, is there a reason why you got into the business besides money and things like this? I mean, you were saying you're sexually free, open. I mean, has this kind of been, you feel like, natural progression here? For you?
Yeah, I kind of do because there's a lot of like sex out there, but it's not always like as safe as sometimes the industry can be.
Yeah,
because it scares me. So yeah. I'm a little scared of the real world.
Are you going to be at the AVN show? Your first AVN show?
I'd like to go. I have no like definite plans yet.
You gotta go.
But
even
Vegas?
If you go for a day.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, I don't have to fly there to go there.
You just go there.
I just
and
have to drive down the street.
Yeah, exactly. Go there, show them your boobs, and I guarantee you'll be booked for the next year. You're hired. Like,
yeah.
We got you the 12th, 13th, and 14th. We got you 15th, 16th, 17th. You'd be booked out.
That's what people do. Guys walk around with Polaroids of their penis.
Exactly.
They come to me and like, do you want to work with me? I'm like, no. But I'll take the picture.
Excuse me. That's disgusting.
I'm
do you have a good collection?
I'm going to publish a book.
Exactly. That'd be really cool. I think you should do a website of that.
Men at work.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. So what do you want out of this business? What do you got? You got to have a reason to get in it. And you got to have a reason. You want to expect something out of it besides the sex, or is it just the sex?
No, I'm kind of expecting maybe some like financial stuff.
Good.
Save some money.
Yeah.
Get my daughter a college fund going and stuff like
Smart
that.
Smart move. Smart move.
And then after that, I don't know. I'd like to start my own business.
Yeah.
And maybe I get some of my startup funds.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So,
because the trick is, I think with this business is, you know, it's about, you know, using the business to your advantage and not let them use you and just become another statistic where they just toss you aside after they use you. So you got to be smart about it. Make your decisions. Work with the right people. you know, keep your agent, take care of you, and all those kind of things, I think are really important. A lot of girls get in trouble with just because they don't think and they don't ask for advice or help. With my parents, they never talked about sex. I don't think I've ever heard them even mention it. I mean, I always tell people, like, people always like, didn't your parents have your teach you, you know, the birds and the bees? Like, my parents didn't even do anything. I mean, I had to learn about sex through magazines and movies, you know? So, oh, so that's how it goes. So that's how it works, you know?
Remember when I started my period, my mom went, shit.
She got mad?
Did. I swear to God. We were just talking about it the other day. Yeah, she's like, damn it.
So then she had to explain to you what?
Yeah, like she can get pregnant now, but you know, I mean.
She had explained to you, like, this comes every month. And you're like, what?
Lucky for her, I was a loser in high school. So 18, I was, you know. But no, you know, parents need to tell them and talk to them. I mean, obviously your daughter will be open to it, I'm sure, and it'll be in front of her face if that's what her mom does. It's
so many people, I mean, that's like, it's just sex. They make such a big deal about it. Everybody, right. Everybody has it. At least you hope they do, but everybody has it. It's like, it's not a big deal. And I think if you make it bad, it turns into being a bad thing, but you don't have to. It's not a bad thing at all.
Will you have sex with your husband or your boyfriend on film?
Oh, yeah.
Is it something you guys
Is he ready?
I already have. Oh!
All right.
Well, wow. We did a homegrown movie.
Did you really?
It is, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now, how was he, though? Because I know that sometimes the guys that aren't used to it, they can't come or they have a hard time.
Oh, he's really good. He's like...
He's sexual.
Yeah, absolutely. He, like, got me turned on to a lot of different things.
Oh,
like,
so
he got
he's
me
the
into
one that,
anal and stuff.
He's
like
the one that corrected you. And here's my next question. How old is he?
He's 24.
Okay, good. Because I was waiting for you. If you said like 45, I would have been like, oh my God.
Thank you.
Exactly. And I met him when I was 12. And my dad calls him brother, but.
Exactly.
Scary.
So did you watch a lot of porn growing up?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. I hung out with a lot of guys.
Yeah.
And so, like, as soon as they were old enough to buy porn,
yeah,
like, we got to see all the, like, the wildest. And they were into, like, finding, like, the most shocking porn. We watched a lot of, like, midget porn and, like, Prego porn and, like.
Did you ever see any of the clown porn?
No.
That one's really weird. Where they dress up like, the girls dress up like clowns and put makeup on and the whole bit, and then they fuck with the clowns.
That's not right, because the clowns are very frightening.
I know, but the whole thing is just like, I'm just like, God, you people need have too much free time in your hands.
And it sells. They're making money.
Yeah, totally. I mean, they're loaded. So what about, is there, now, is there anything particular that you have fetishes for, things that you want to do that you're having fun with?
I don't know. I would maybe.
She's like, I'm not going to answer this right now. I don't want my boyfriend to know.
No.
I like midgets.
You go home, there'll be a midget.
I think I would like to do more spanking videos.
Yeah.
And maybe get into bondage and stuff like that.
Do you consider yourself a sub or a dom?
I'd probably be submissive. Yeah. Way more.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I could try and be dominant, but I'd be like, okay, take off your clothes now, please.
Yeah. But you don't have to if you don't want to. Like, you're trying to be all dominant. Please.
What female porn star would you like to work with? Any girls in the business?
Any girls that just you've seen watching movies that you can just go, wow, I want that.
I want that. There's a lot of them.
Give us a couple.
Give us a couple.
Let's drop some names. Who do you like, Monica?
Oh... Jesus.
Aria Giovanni.
Yeah, Aria's hot. I mean,
you've done scenes with her.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the best stuff I've ever seen.
She's very, very sexy. She's
unbelievable.
Hot. You know, I mean, I think Dahlia Gray was beautiful. She's not in the business anymore, but she's hot.
Definitely.
You know, there's girls that are just, it has to be a girl that enjoys it, that enjoys girls or enjoys, you know, and I from what I've seen from working behind the cameras, there's Justine, those girls all enjoy having sex, you know.
A lot.
Yeah, they love girls and. That's a turn on. Like, you shot a scene in your the movie you did for Penthouse with Kelly Marie and Justine. And, I mean, I was telling my friends not too long ago that that was a scene that I got really turned on watching. It was a hot girl-girl scene.
Yeah. Well, they like having fun.
Right, because the girls are enjoying it with each other, you know? So, but I know that, you know, Jenna Jameson's from Vegas. Are there any other girls that we should look out for coming from Vegas that you know of?
From Vegas?
Good friend of mine,
Jasmine Lay. She's from Vegas.
Jasmine Lay. How does she spell the Lay part?
L-E-I-H.
Okay.
I've seen her. I think I've seen
you,
her picture.
She's a really
her.
Cute little Asian girl.
Yeah, I think I've seen her. What agency is she with?
She's with Lighthouse, too.
Lighthouse, I think. Maybe even with Andrew Usher.
Jasmine Leigh.
Anyways, yeah. Jasmine Leigh. The names kill me.
I know.
Where did you come up with your name?
Ruka is like Sublime.
Yeah,
like
Sublime Waiting song. For My Ruka. That's what I was going to say. Is that from Sublime?
And it
Waiting
is.
For Ruka.
Don't sing, please. Don't. Oh, God. Okay. And the rest?
And Paige, like Betty Page, because I'm a huge Betty Page fan.
Oh.
The 50s pinup girl kind of thing.
Have you done any 50s pinup stuff, style stuff?
No, but I would love to.
You've got
to. That would be.
You got to get into the whole wardrobe fetishy. You got to start, you know.
Building up my wardrobe. Yeah. I know. I spend so much money when I'm here.
Yeah, exactly. You make $1,000 and you spend $2,000. Then you come home and say, honey.
It's not working out right. And,
something's wrong with the math here. Do you know, like, girls, like, do you ever look at any of the fetish stuff, any of the fetish models, like Dita Von Teese and things like that? Have you ever seen these girls and what
no,
they do?
No, I haven't.
You got to check out
Dita.
I need
to spend some more time.
Yeah, Dita Von Teese is as good as it gets. She's the best. She's always the supermodel of the industry. Miss Marilyn Manson.
Right. So. You see her in Vogue now.
Yeah, exactly. But she just has always had, just really, always has the wardrobe, always has the look, and she doesn't just dress up. She lives it 24/7, so it's pretty crazy, and she's beautiful and nice. So, all right. Well, let's figure a couple things here. So you want to start getting a website together, right?
Yes, I am. I'm gonna start working on my website for rukapage.com.
Yeah. And what do you want fans to look forward to? What do you want people to, you know, if we're gonna start watching you and grow and build, what do you got coming up and coming out and. What do we get to look forward to?
Hopefully her boobs.
I'm going to do a lot of different like photo layouts and stuff. I'm going to do a lot of photos and then I'm going to put up like a blog for behind the scenes so people can see like what's going on, how it really is on a porn set.
Yeah. Oh, God. Don't show them. They'll find out how boring it is. It's really boring and you sit around all day eating leftover Doritos.
Yeah. Guys naked in socks trying to get hard on the craft service table.
Don't show them that. Do you have a MySpace page?
Yes, I do.
And that is Ruka Page?
Yep. Ruka Page.
Wow.
MySpace.
How's that going for you? You got a lot of friends?
I just put it up last week.
Yeah.
And I've gotten so much like response from it. It's awesome.
Well, I'll send you a message from our Julia Land page, I think, and then we'll put you up on there and start spreading the word.
Yeah.
We'll just say, come look at these tits. They're amazing.
No, I'm serious. I think that the industry is going to have a girl
obsessed,
here.
You?
I think she's beautiful.
You're just
I mean,
you're obsessed.
Yes, I am. Shut up.
Disgusting. Sicko. Wow. So, well, awesome. I thank you. This
All
is
right.
awesome.
Well, thank you for listening, and thank you, Ruka, for coming in.
It was a pleasure.
And to all of you out there listening, thanks for listening to Hey Julie at julieland.com. I want to thank my guests once again, and soon, Ruka. Go to your website and see Ruka Page.
Yep, absolutely.
And thank you for letting me sit in for Julie, by the way, which is very nice of everybody.
Thank
you, Richard.
Thank you.
Thank you for hanging out. And come back soon. Julie will be back. And what more can you ask for?